We have read the Passion from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew remembers the final words of Jesus on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? These words were difficult for the early church to understand. By the time the Gospel of Matthew was written, the church was just coming to the understanding that Jesus is God. So it seemed impossible to many that God the Father could abandon Jesus, who is part of the Holy Trinity itself. The Gospel of Mark also preserves these words, but by the time of the writing of the Gospels of Luke and John, the last words of Jesus are changed. The authors of Luke and John each report three different words of Jesus from the cross as they seek to understand what happened there. My God, why have you forsaken me? What do these words mean? For us now, they are words of hope. They tell us that Jesus has gone so deeply into our condition of sin that nothing can separate us from the love of God. The most serious way that sin can affect us is to lead us to feel that we have been abandoned by God. Some people feel that they have done something in their life that is so bad that God has turned away from them. Some people even come to church and feel that they are cut off from God. When the time comes to receive the body and blood of Christ, they do not come forward. They feel that they're not worthy. Some people feel that God has not answered their prayers. Maybe they've become sick. Maybe they have lost something in their life, and they feel that God has abandoned them. Some people feel alone in life. They feel that no one really understands them, and that if God really loved them, then he would not allow them to be alone. But Jesus enters into this world of sin and the doubt that it creates in our life. Jesus feels separation from God. He feels it more deeply than any of us have ever felt it. And in the midst of this, he prays. He turns to Psalm 22. My God, why have you abandoned me? Why so far from my call for help, from my cries of anguish? Jesus prays with all the people who feel abandoned by God, all people who feel that life has mistreated them. Jesus shows us how to pray when we feel overcome by doubt and isolation. Jesus prays honestly to God. He asks God, what is happening? Why? In moments of great doubt and difficulty, we should never stop praying. We should start asking questions and listening for an answer from God. Some people, if they ask their questions honestly, will get answers that are difficult to accept. The answer is that I am the cause of my own difficulties. I stopped praying. I stopped coming to Mass. I stopped living the way I should. I do not have friends who are living as disciples of Jesus. I must change my life. Some people, if they ask their questions honestly, will realize that they are sharing in the experience of Jesus. Difficulties in their life are caused by other people. Sometimes there's nothing we have done to bring suffering into our lives, but because of sickness or the sin of other people, we suffer. The cross reminds us that there is sin and violence in our world, and that many people suffer unjustly because of it. People who suffer unjustly are especially close to the heart of Jesus. As the early church came to the realization that Jesus is God, the Apostle Paul gave us one of the very first professions of that faith. We read it today in the letter to the Philippians. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus emptied himself into the condition of human sin. Experiencing all the impact of the tragedy of sin, he did not allow it to sway him from his hope in the Father or from his life mission. Those who crucified Jesus were certain that he was deserving of God's judgment. But Jesus was not overcome with fear. He did not lose his personal dignity as he was crucified. He did not lash out in anger against his accusers. Jesus shows us the truth about God, that God's desire is not to judge sinners, but rather to transform the condition of sin, to overcome evil with good. He shows us a new form of power, a power that he has now opened up to us after his resurrection. Jesus believed that he would be vindicated by God the Father, and the Apostle Paul testifies to his vindication. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus drew his last breath before he was able to finish praying Psalm 22. But we can pray that psalm to the end, and we find that it is a prayer of hope. But you, Lord, do not stay far off. My strength, come quickly to help me. Then I will proclaim your name in the assembly. In the community, I will praise you. The poor will eat their fill. Those who seek the Lord will offer praise. May your hearts enjoy life forever. As we enter Holy Week, we come to the cross as a sign of hope. We hope in God who has shared our suffering. We hope in God who listens to us and understands us. We hope in God who wants to heal us and lift us up. I invite you to listen throughout this week to reflections on the other scriptures that hand on to us Jesus' final words from the cross, one each day during this Holy Week. And let us remain together in prayer during this holiest week of the year, and may your hearts enjoy life forever.